V-minus 71. Seafront, Vila Vanuatu. The morning had begun like any other for Liang Fu, and as 8 a.m. rolled around, he was ready to head out the door and make the short drive to his workplace. A low-level diplomat, Liang had settled well in Vanuatu, thanks to the tiny archipelago's relatively sizable population of Chinese workers. Relations between the country's governments were ever deepening, benefiting one economically and the other strategically. Liang's work was purely administrative, but he had heard rumblings from some friends that a governmental building, which recently closed for renovation, had in fact been refitted as an ELF office, which would be announced and opened very quickly. The remarkable news from Tanzania, both the Zanzibar Triangle's discovery and the comments that followed about an expanded ELF presence around the world, certainly made Liang rethink his previous suspicion that his friends had been pulling his leg about an ELF office on the remote island he called home. "Pin Pin," Liang called, encouraging Pinocchio, his large Alsatian, to come in off the beach so he could lock up before departing for the day. "Here, Pin Pin. Time to come inside." The dog didn't come, which wasn't unusual enough to worry Liang, but was certainly enough to frustrate him. But when he stepped outside, all of his frustration immediately turned to concern. To Liang's horror, the typically water-shy dog was around 20 meters out to sea and still paddling away.
"Pinocchio!"
Liang yelled in an altogether different tone. He removed his work blazer and took his phone and wallet from his pockets, running to the water and diving into the sea.
"I'm coming, boy."
The dog heard its owner and, as though soothed, made a slow 180-degree turn. Liang had hold of him before long and hurried back to the shore.
"What were you thinking?"
he boomed at the dripping wet canine, as though expecting a response. Another voice then filled the air, coming from the next house over, as Liang's neighbor and colleague, Zhao, sprinted from his home in pursuit of his own dog, which was dashing towards the sea. Inexplicably, the dog went straight into the water. Liang, already soaked to the bone, dived back in and recovered the much smaller dog within seconds.
"What the hell is going on?"
Zhao asked, seeing that Pinocchio was just as wet as his own dog and had clearly done the same thing moments earlier.
"I don't know," Liang panted, exhausted from his exertions. "But I don't like it."
"Go back inside and lock your door, Zhao. Something's not right."